This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
We're welcoming my colleague, Henry Sikorsky, the National Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, the executive director. Reuters headline, Iron Dome. Russia condemns Trump missile defense shield plan. Iron Dome accuses U.S. of plotting to militarize space. Henry, a very good evening to you. Iron Dome is a metaphor used in the conflict in the Middle East. What I understand about the president's proposal is that it's much more complicated, much more ambitious, and there is the usual suspects out decrying it as too expensive, it'll never work. What is your measure, Henry? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Great to be on. Well, it's already arguably the announcement of this missile defense effort is already drawing the proper blood from the right victim. And that is the Russians are stamping their feet saying, please don't. I mean, well, they aren't saying please, but they're saying this is terrible. Well, you want to get them in a position where they're upset enough to sit down and talk to us about what they would like us to do, if not defend ourselves. The critics are rolling out arguments that were made 40 years ago, and a lot's changed. In particular, the ability to lift a lot of payload cheaply, very cheaply, is now upon us. That was not the case 40 years ago. I know, because I worked on Capitol Hill as a military legislative assistant, working these issues for a member of the Armed Services Committee. And at that time, we were talking more than we were doing. But now I think you can do more. Now, the critics may be right that we need to know what we expect of this system, what the objective is, and how much leakage we can tolerate, because they're making a case, oh, it has to be 100% effective. No missile or air defense system will ever be that. The question is, what missions can you achieve without having 100% effectiveness and knocking everything down? And what would that cost? I think the report that the president's asking for needs to start building the case for what those answers might be. But that the Russians are already upset suggests to me it's something we should really delve into, try to find out if we can put something up that will work to our satisfaction.
Drones over New Jersey, Henry. We talked about this several weeks past. It was a fascination for many parts of the media, but then it went away. And now I have a statement out of the White House that, generally speaking, the FAA approved drones and everybody else was an amateur. What do you make of this, Henry? As I recall, it was 15 states, all kinds of weather. It wasn't just New Jersey, although that got all the attention.
I'm from Missouri on this one. I don't see where I've been shown what the heck all this is about, in that just saying that some things were authorized by the FAA doesn't eliminate the problem at all. I mean, they were overflying these drones, military bases. They arrested two Chinese foreign nationals, one out on California, you know, going over Vandenberg, and another out here in the Virginia area. So it wasn't all authorized by the FAA, and they weren't all domestic hobbyists. More important, what is it that we need to be doing? I mean, these drones are flying over bases. They're flying over nuclear reactors. The governor in Wyoming was very unimpressed with the president's statement, and it seems like he'd rather make it sound like Biden is keeping things from you than getting to the bottom of what the heck we need to do to deal with these drones. I mean, are we going to let drones fly anywhere we want? The FAA doesn't even encourage anyone to shoot them down. Just the opposite. Do we want to keep that policy in place? I think we need to take this whole thing a bit more seriously than we have so far.
The puzzle for me, Henry, is that we got very little information from the Biden administration. Now we're getting very little information from the Trump administration. It's odd.
Yes. Yes. I think we need to. This is a case where the president, actually, in his last act in the previous administration that he had, called for, you know, getting on top of the risks that drones present to infrastructure. Maybe he needs to take a page out of what he already tried to do in the last hours of his administration by executive order and go back and try to get that done. He hasn't yet. And I think he needs to go back to what he was trying to do in the last hour of his last administration.
Now, the big one, Henry, you have a reported Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. The new proposed FAR-controlled unclassified information rule. I read from the headlines of the National Law Review. FAR-controlled unclassified information rule standardizes and extends cybersecurity requirements to all federal contractors. I've read this three times. I don't understand, Henry. What is a controlled unclassified information? What is that?
Well, there were a lot of informal information management tools is what we call them. They're not really national security classifications that were used, you know, to protect medical files, to protect, you know, IRS filings, to protect personnel files, and also, you know, sensitive information about maybe the trip of an important official that you didn't want anyone to know about. But Obama said, well, why don't we consolidate all these different kinds of tools into something called controlled unclassified information? It was done, I think, with good intent. But what happened is when they asked all the agencies what they'd like to use this for, they came up with 112 categories. More important, the Pentagon started using it to actually keep certain information from becoming public. A good example were missile test results that used to be shared with the Armed Services Committee and the public. Well, they started making them unreleasable as controlled, unclassified information. More important, they now want to inflict these controls on contractors and use them occasionally when sharing information with commands and allies. And as a result, you've got a situation where important information for our security is being bottled up in some inanity. It's not even a national security classification. Finally, the cost. The Pentagon estimates that inflicting these restrictions, and they're proposed, this rule, by the way, is just proposed. It's going to go for comment until March 17th. Will cost $4 billion a year to implement, because what they do is they send auditors that we have to pay for to check to see that the contractors who make unclassified parts like washers are protecting the information about their contract with the Pentagon. Now, that is going to repress innovation, and it's going to drive up costs to get anything done for the military. It really does not make sense. Now, Mr. Ratcliffe, who now is the head of the CIA, is on record saying this is a very foolish thing to implement, and he did his best not to implement it in the intelligence agency. And on the Democratic side, the head of the Air Force secretary, Mr. Kendall, came out and said, this is a monster. We need to kill it. Maybe we should.
$4 billion to say something's not classified? That's what it costs? $4 billion?
Well, you got to have auditors and you have to have everybody checking on everybody, you see. Now, this is maybe not the deep state, but it sure is a shallow one. And I think if you want to save money, this is a good place to start.
Henry Sikorsky, Executive Director, Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.